Shall we begin?
Let's begin now.
You're listening to the Dishin' and Swishin' podcast on HoopFeed.com.
Hi, everybody. This is David Siegel welcoming you to this week's Dishin' and Swishin' podcast on HoopFeed.com. Well, we're a couple weeks away from training camp, and we are finished with the WNBA draft. So I thought this would be a good opportunity to take a look and listen from draft night to a little bit of one of the up-and-coming team's new stars and their coach, the Tulsa Shock. The Tulsa Shock is a team that already has been on the verge, it seems, with young talent like Glory Johnson and then Odyssey Sims and, of course, Skylar Diggins. The team now has some questions, of course, because of the incident involving Johnson and Brittany Griner, but that will get sorted out. And now they have added a center in Amanda Zowie B that will be there that will help relieve some of the loss and questions that go with Elizabeth Cambage not showing up each year for the WNBA. And Coach Fred Williams is a proven winner. He took Atlanta Dream teams and took them into the playoffs. And if not for a couple of points here and there, a couple of plays here and there, yeah, it's very possible the Shock was a playoff team last year. They've also added Planette Pearson, who is a veteran that will help the youngsters understand what it takes to win. And this is a team that I think, while the Western Conference certainly has its share of talented teams, and there's no doubt that Minnesota and Los Angeles and Phoenix are all going to be very, very strong candidates to win the division, I think that we're going to have to keep an eye on the Tulsa Shock and see how things develop as that team progresses. So first up, Coach Fred Williams of the Tulsa Shock, and then second, you get to hear from Amanda Zowie B and the excitement of being drafted. Enjoy this week's podcast.
Center.
But you got a 6'5 one.
Well,
at least for
I got a 6'5 one, yes, one now. I got what a 6'8 one in the third round.
That's true.
We were getting, but she's not developed at the one that's not here. But, you know, I felt we did well at the, with our rounds with Amanda and also with Kiesel at that two guard and point guard slot. So we'll see what happens in training camp.
Was Amanda a tough choice? I mean, you guys have invested well in Courtney. Mm-hmm. To play center, was it tough though when you saw a skilled player like at 6'5" sitting there?
I was just, you know, it was, you know, either one of those two players that got selected at 1 and 2 were the defined force, and I felt with Amanda's size and stuff, we need size to be with us, and she's going to be a great force for us.
It was a nice discovery to have those two enter at the last minute, wasn't it?
Oh wow, it really shook up the whole draft. It really got everybody that was asleep to get back up and get at it again and start evaluating the boards, and we had to do the same. And those two jump right in there.
You know, and when you got a post, you got to have people that can get the ball into them, and you got two of the best guards that can get that are used to feeding posts.
Well,
so
yeah,
she's got to be excited.
She's excited about that. I know some of a couple of our players have reached out to her already, and you know, our players are excited, and you know, just want to get ready for the upcoming season.
So, and then Kiesel, you were saying at number two was, you know, the best guard that you thought was still on the table?
I thought on the table, you know, for her coming, if she's around at that selection, that was, I always try to have a steal for the draft, and that was, I thought that was a steal for me with the point guard position. I did that in the past years with you know, several players that when I was with Atlanta, and I got a couple that's still in the league, so we'll see what happens with Kiesel.
So now, as you look into this year, you guys have made a couple of moves. You got the, you know, the backcourt's now played together another year. It's all still building towards something, but it's certainly heading in the right direction, isn't
well,
it?
Well, it takes, you know, to set down the foundation of players, the mindset of things that you implement, you know, offensively and defensively. And I think I got some good players that are coming into the mix with the players that we have now.
And now, what extra do you look for now that it's year three for Skylar? She stepped up it, you know, she improved, you know, year one to year two tremendously. Other than just being more continuing to grow as a leader, what else do you look for somebody like her?
Well, just to maintain and build on what she, you know, accomplished last year, you know, being really selected to all WNBA and an all-star And those are things that I, you know, talked to her about before the season last year. And this year, it's about, you know, gathering those accolades, but also making it, you know, a broader team atmosphere so we can get, you know, towards that winning aspect of side of things and also towards the playoffs.
One of the things in the past with this team that I don't want to say it held it back, but the prospect of Cam Beige playing or not playing always seemed to hang over its head. Last year when you and I talked, you had said you were moving forward. Mm-hmm. Clearly this is an even bigger move forward. So it's nice to see that the team is looking to put together what it can with what it can.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I have to look at it that way. You know, if Canvas decides to get back with us and come here, I'd look at that as an extra bonus for us. And, you know, in the meantime, I have to just, you know, go with the players that I have and select players that want to be in Tulsa and play hard for us and play hard for our fans.
Thanks, Fred. What was going through your mind, your stomach, all that stuff as you're waiting?
I don't know. Everything hit me after I walked off the stage. You know, I'm so excited. I can't stop smiling.
does it feel right with the sort of the landmark decision you made to come out in the last week? Does it feel like it's been the right choice?
It feels amazing. You know, everything comes in God's timing, and I'm just so happy.
What went into your decision to give up the last remaining time you had at college?
Basically, just like I said, it was God's timing, and it was the perfect timing for me. What I felt was right for me, and I'm so happy. I'm so blessed, and you know, it's here.
Yeah.
Was it a long decision to make? Was it just a quick decision to make to come out early?
Oh no, it wasn't a quick decision. This is something that you really had to think through and be sure that you want to do it. I'm still getting my degree. I still got 18 credits left to go, and taking my classes online, and you know, I had to plan everything, and I haven't ever felt this good.
There's not a lot of time to breathe. What are your personal expectations now as you go right into the next level?
You know, just keep on working hard, stay strong, and do what I've been doing, and be ready to lift that with great players to the next level. I'm so excited.
Is this a pattern you think we'll start to see? Jewel and you, the first two picks, both are coming out early. You think we're going to see more of this?
You know what? I'm not really sure. I mean, both me and Jewel are very unique players, and we like to be different. But whoever want to do it, if you're sure about it, do it. Just be sure and be happy, because this feeling is amazing. Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
I mean, how handy was it that you and Jewel went 1-2? She went first, she went second, and two people that probably brought the biggest buzz in this draft.
Yeah, I mean, Jewel is an amazing player, and, you know, clearly I've made my mark, and it's just super exciting. I'm really happy for her, and I'm really happy for everybody else in this draft.
What do you know about Tulsa?
It's in Oklahoma, you know. It's a young team, you know, and I'm young, and I'm really excited, and I'm ready to bring my passion and love for the game to Tulsa.
So as a post, you got to love having guards that can get you the ball.
Oh my God, yes.
Odyssey Sims and Skylar Diggins is starting backcourt with you.
You know, how amazing isn't that? You know, playing with guards like that and just watching them play in college and now watch them play in the league. I'm ready to go.
You went through you did a whole body transformation.
Yes,
really,
sir.
Got yourself in great condition. What was the impetus to take that step and do what you had to do to get to this level? Because it was obviously successful and phenomenal.
I mean, I said it before, I really want to become the best, and I believe that I can become the best, you know, with the right people around me, the right mindset, and, you know, moving on to the next level. And I just had to put my mind into it because I know where I want to go. And, you know, I took advantage of everybody and everything around me, the sources and everything that University of Minnesota, provided to me.
All right, and it's been killing me, and Doug and I were discussing it before. What does the B stand for?
Bauzuko. So it's Amanda Zawi Bauzuko. And, I mean, that's like my direct family's name. So Zawi stands for everybody in the family.
Very cool. That's very cool.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing a Twitter chat.